Welcome back to the Panthers.com video mailbag presented by Cinta. Staff writer Max Henson here answering your questions ahead of Carolina's trip to Detroit. We got our first one from Trevor Cole, who says, happy with CMC, but a little concerned about his 2.9 yards per rushing attempt. Without Stu, could he actually carry the load? Well, the Panthers certainly hope he doesn't have to carry the load right now. That's obviously, they like the fact that Jonathan Stewart and Christian McCaffrey can work in tandem. But again, and people maybe get tired of hearing this, I do think it's early. You know, you look at his 2.9 yards per rushing attempt right now. I wouldn't be too alarmed or concerned about that. Obviously, he plays a variety of positions for this team right now and is involved in so many different ways. And one of them being a decoy as well, as we've talked about, is a big one of them. So don't get too hung up on that yard per rushing attempt average right now. I expect that to continue to increase. And, you know, I think people maybe look at that and wonder, well, is he powerful enough to really grind out those yards? And why hasn't he been able to get more on those inside run plays? Well, I mean, you saw some power on display against New England up the middle on one run in particular. And I would direct your attention to this play against the sideline, where the stiff arm comes out in full force, and a stiff arm that I think even Jonathan Stewart would be pretty proud of. So the guy has some power and some strength, and I was impressed to see that against the Patriots. So yes, you might be looking at the stats and no touchdown either for him yet, but it'll come. I think everybody knows it will. Right now, he's been an important part of this offense without scoring, without putting up big, big numbers on the ground. But trust me, it's gonna come. Got our next question from Steven Venable, who says, is Jairus Byrd any good? Well, obviously, that's the new safety Carolina brought in after Kurt Coleman's injury, and they're going to need him to step in and play. Byrd is going to go down as a very good safety in this league. You're looking at a three-time Pro Bowler who's got 25 career interceptions. I mean, that is a lot of production, and obviously a guy who's played at a very, very high level. Now, he's coming to this team right now to kind of rewrite the ending of his story. Injuries in New Orleans kind of plagued his time there, and that's not the note he wants to go out on. Obviously, people, the way they perceive him right now is very different than the way they did earlier in his career when he was a Pro Bowler and he was making so many plays for the Bills. But heading into this period now with the Panthers, I think he sees this as a great opportunity, and it absolutely is. He's playing behind a terrific front seven. He's got an opportunity right now to step in for Coleman. Hopefully, the Panthers don't expect this to be a long-term thing. They hope to have Kurt Coleman back out there with Mike Adams pretty soon, but right now, Jairus Byrd, with his experience and his savvy, is really the perfect guy to be able to plug into this situation if he proves that he's healthy and ready to go. We've got our last question from Tyler Foster, and this one actually came in last week, but I wanted to bring this one up again. He says, at what point do you concede that without Cam running, the offense isn't going to move the ball? And I bring that question up now because, of course, we saw what happened last week. We saw Cam Newton running the ball against New England. More design runs in that second half against the Patriots than he had in the entire 3.5 games combined. And it showed. Obviously, when Cam is doing that, this offense looks a whole lot different, and that quarterback looks a whole lot different. Look, everybody understands that that's an added dimension to Cam's game that makes him so much more dangerous, makes his offense so much more dangerous. So, Tyler, I'm sure you, like everybody else, were excited to see that against New England on Sunday. Now the question becomes, will it continue? After the success we saw with it, I certainly expect that to be the case. Well, that's the question this week, everybody. Doing it again next time right here on Panthers.com.